Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
IPL Photofacial Therapy. To improve your skin, it's a non-ablative laser. It's been carefully calibrated to seek out specific pigments in your skin. And we're going to talk about exactly what this is. My guest is Deanna Stellato. She's the Director of Aesthetics at the Geldner Center in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Deanna. Tell us a little bit about what IPL Photofacial Therapy is.
Sure. Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me. IPL, or BBL, sometimes it's referred to, is intense pulse light or broadband light, which is all the same thing, and it's also called photorejuvenation. So those are all three of the exact same treatments. And it is utilizing light, visible light, to go into the skin and actually rejuvenate genes and age skin cells, in addition to removing reds and browns in the skin. So capillaries, pigmentation, those ugly-looking little age spots, you can remove all of those to give your skin a clear, smooth, more youthful appearance with the use of photorejuvenation.
So let's talk about, first of all, you set an appointment with an esthetician such as yourself. Is this sort of a procedure that needs to be done in office? And, I mean, not similar to surgery, but it's an in-office procedure. Does it hurt? How long does it take?
Sure, sure. So yes, it is absolutely an in-office procedure. So it's performed with a large laser-like machine. So it's not something that's really portable to be brought other places. You would have to come into an office to get it done. And is it painful? You know, everyone's variation of pain is different. I would say that it's uncomfortable, but I've been practicing for 10 years, and you know, I've never had anybody not be able to through it, you know, until I was finished. So it's definitely something that's a tolerable discomfort. That's about as you know, uncomfortable as I would describe it. I've had it done to myself multiple times. It's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but certainly something tolerable that you can sit through. And the actual process is you would come into the office. First, I have to make sure that you're a correct candidate for the actual laser itself. But what we're really trying to do with the photorejuvenation is give that skin that luminous and smooth appearance so that it reflects light correctly. So usually the sign of youthful skin is smooth skin that reflect light perfectly, like a child's skin would. And once reds and browns get sort of mixed into the skin, it no longer reflects light the way that it used to. And that kind of adds to the fact that your skin is aging and no longer looking as good as it was when it was functioning optimally when we were in our, you know, teens and 20s. So what the photorejuvenation will do is it will drag up all of the pigment that your body has produced to date that's in your epidermal skin layers. They'll flake up a little bit, kind of look like somebody grinded coffee grinds or pepper flakes on your skin, and then they'll fall off about 5 to 10 days later, depending on how quickly or not quickly you heal. So there's a little bit of downtime involved when you're treating pigmentation, but when you're treating redness, what we're doing is we want the light to go into the skin and basically coagulate some of the hemoglobin, so some of the blood that's in your skin that's visible on the surface, and your body will naturally dissolve of that, you know, as your day goes on. And so with the redness, there could be little to no downtime, maybe 24 to 48 hours if you get swollen, but that'd be about the max if we're treating redness in terms of downtime.
So what areas do most people, I mean, when we think of rosacea or any of these kinds of red pigmented conditions, we think of the face, but, you know, people right. can have them everywhere, can't they?
Sure, sure. You know, yes, I've actually done full body photorejuvenation treatments. So I've done them on the face, and which is obviously the most common. On the neck, people forget about their necks a lot of the time, and there's a lot of what's called pocklederma in the neck. And pocklederma is a term that kind of is a mix of reds and browns, so not one or the other, but both. And removing that pocklederma, the neck just looks so luminous and beautiful when we're done. So we treat the neck often as well. A lot of men have pocklederma on their necks. We also treat the chest for females. That's a huge area. You know, you don't want to have a 20-year-old face and a 40-year-old chest, so we sort of treat the chest, neck, and face as one unit. And additionally, I have done shoulders. I've done full arms, hands, another great one to get rid of some of the age spots on hands, and as well as backs. You know, a lot of people have a lot of freckling on their back as well, and so we've done it there too. And it's, you know, really nice. There's been some amazing new studies that have come out this year, one in particular from the Dermatologic the dermatology department in Stanford that shows evidence that BBL is able to functionally rejuvenate gel, genes and age skin cells. So I do this also like 2 to 4 times a year on some of my regular patients just for anti-aging purposes. And once you've come to see me a few times, you know, the downtime that you have with the pigment and the redness is less and less because you've only had 3 months to or 6 months to reproduce any more melanocytes or any more capillaries. And so, you know, obviously in 6 months, you're not going to produce as much as when you've seen me your very first time, which is potentially 30 or 40 years of the production of melanocytes and capillaries. So the downtime and the discomfort gets less and less with every treatment.
And is this something that's very expensive? I mean, I would think that in some conditions, is this covered by insurance for a medical condition such as rosacea or something that is really, or is it really truly cosmetic?
You know, in some cases, certain rosacea patients can get some of it covered. But generally speaking, you know, probably like 95% of the patients that I see, this would be considered cosmetic. It's an out-of-pocket expense. And, you know, prices vary depending on how much you get done. You know, if you're just treating one area, it may only be, you know, $200 or $300. Where if you're treating a whole body, it's going to be in the thousands.
Well, and I can see where for some people this is very worth it because, you know, it's not only vanity, but some people really don't want to go out looking with some of those red spots that I've seen. Now,
Sure. Hands,
you know, we get these age spots on our hands. I don't know where they come from. I look at my hands, I see my grandmother and my mother's hands, and I use sunblock and such. Are some of these just strictly age-related, even if you're not in the sun a lot?
You know, generally, age, it only brings them out, but you did do the damage usually like in our single-digit ages and in teens. You know, it's unfortunate for you and I, Melanie, because sunscreen really wasn't prevalent up until about 10, 15 years ago when all of these people were being diagnosed with different types of skin cancer. So, you know, we really didn't know that you should be applying this. I used to lay out with SPF 2 with a bunch of glitter in it. You know, I had no idea. So nowadays we know better for our children to apply, you know, zinc oxide and titanium oxide-based sunscreens. You know, back then we didn't know, and so that's really when we did the bulk of our damage within our younger ages, and it just comes out later in life.
Now, after you've had the photofacial treatment, Deanna, then do you have to stay out of the sun for quite a while?
Sure, you know, definitely while you're healing, which again will take anywhere from about 5 to 10 days, so it's not necessarily the, you know, the most summer-friendly treatment. Again, maybe more of a fall, winter, spring type treatment to get done. But yes, you should stay out of the sun while you're healing, and preferably you should just be staying out of the sun in general. You know, typically what I tell patients is this is an investment, you know, in yourself and in your skin and your self-esteem. That's why, you know, you came here to see me. And if you're going to spend all this money on these treatments, you know, they're going to come back, the melanocytes, so continue to produce melanin, and that function will never stop happening in your skin. So whenever you're outside, you should always be wearing sunscreen to protect yourself so that you don't have to get the treatment done as soon as you did, you know, before. So patients who behave really well in the sun, generally the most that I will see them is once a year, because inevitably they'll produce sun pigmentation. You can't avoid the sun. There's no doing that. So they'll come in about once a year to get the treatment done for me. But if you're going to invest all this money in it, you know, I suggest you staying out of the sun, you know, in forever, basically.
Forever wearing hats and good sunscreen, and then
exactly, but still living your life.
But still living your life, and then we don't have much time left, but what about then following up with your moisturizers and your regular makeup routine?
Sure. Well, you know, absolutely. After you get this treatment done, generally you can still moisturize. You can still put makeup on as soon as the next day and put sunscreens on. You just want to avoid any acids. So you don't want to further irritate the skin. So we just want you to stay away from those until the healing has concluded.
So you stay away from the acid, the 5 to 10 days, but generally you're going to like the way that you look.
And Oh, goodness, yeah.
You know, and it can really, I've seen pictures, it can clear things up, and you're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. And why don't you like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and I hope you share the show with your friends because this is great information we're giving. Have a great day. Stay well.